This is a Smoke Radio podcast.
Hiya, this is Timon and you're listening to Westminster Sessions on Smoke Radio. I'm in the studio with Abby. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm brilliant, thanks a lot. So, who are you? Can you quickly introduce yourself?
Hello everyone, I'm Abby Pamaray. I am a vocalist, performer, writer, excited person.
That's
it, really.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, where do you come from? What's your background? How why did you come to Westminster?
Okay. Well, I decided that I was going to come to Westminster a day before the deadline to send our applications, because I had a feeling that this was the uni that I wanted to come to, the course especially. Yeah. and Westminster just seemed to fit, and I just wanted to come here.
Did you know anyone here?
No, I didn't know anyone. I have not studied anything to do with music. I can't play an instrument. Yeah. I just kind of came. I did philosophy and ethics, and what else did I do? Drama and all the malarkey, but I didn't do anything to do with music. And I was like, you know what? I did perform at my school and stuff, but I was like, this is the only thing that I feel like I'm going to enjoy and put my all into. If I did a form of science or a law or something, I wouldn't have put my all. I just wanted to do what I wanted to do, man.
Yeah. So you only performed at school before you came to Westminster?
Yeah, I only, maybe a few choir concerts, the Christmas concerts. No band, no written down, recorded music, none of that. So basically I've started from scratch here.
That's perfect, no?
So, and it's going quite well.
Good. What do you like that about, what do you like about Westminster then? I mean,
Well, first of all, I really like the course. And the lecturers and everyone that I've met, I'm just really enjoying myself, which I shouldn't be. I think I like the freedom, and I like being able to be individual. I mean, with school, everyone has to wear a uniform. You have to do this. But with this, I get to be myself. Yeah. And with my music as well, it's myself. Like, there's no syllabus. This. No.
They basically just give you a platform and you can do whatever you like.
I like being able to make things personal.
That's good. Cool. Right, so what are your plans then for the future? Where do you see yourself, when you finish or when you graduate?
Well, when I finish university, I will be performing everywhere. I will be writing, basically doing everything I'm doing, but on a larger scale, hopefully.
Yeah.
I don't want to only be in London. I want to be everywhere. I want to meet loads of people. I want to share my music. I just want to interact with everyone that likes my music. That's the plan, man.
So would you move to another country if you had to?
If the opportunity came about. Yeah. I love London, but
I completely understand.
I have, there's so much more out there, man, in the world that I want to see for myself.
That's good. Okay, so you do play an instrument, do you?
Vocals. That's my instrument. Yeah, I mean, okay. I have been quite naughty and saying, I'm going to pick up the guitar, pick up the piano. But I'm working on it.
You're focusing on your voice.
Yeah, and my performance. But I think I will. We'll see. Time will tell.
Yeah. What are your songs about? What do you write about?
A lot of my songs are very personal. I write about all sorts. I write about maybe I might put myself in the perspective of a female who's going through a really hard time, and she's like, I'm so sad, I need to overcome this. Or, oh my God, I love him. How does he feel? Oh my God. I don't know. I try to make it personal to me, and I don't really speak about much political things, children are dying in the world, things like that, because that's a whole nother thing. I think I'd have to do a separate project for that, but for this, I think make things personal.
Yeah, personal.
Which is, makes me very vulnerable.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I think that's really important, though. No? I mean, no.
Yeah.
Cool, great. Do you have any specific influences or anybody who would say, oh, this guy or this girl, she's just amazing?
I'd say musically, Brandy. Okay. Brandy, I've loved her for the whole of my life. I'd say musically, artists like Brandy, Joe, Eric Benet, recently Janae, Erykah Badu.
So what kind of style is that mainly?
That style I'd put under the genres of soul, R&B, that genre, yeah. Really. Those genres. Yeah, and they influenced me. I think all the music that my mum played as a child, all of those songs, all those artists, all played a part on me massively.
Yeah, of course they do. It's like my dad, he listened to, like, oh, so many 60s mm-hmm. pop bands.
Mm-hmm.
I love them.
See?
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Do you write your own songs? Do you have any specific song that you think, this is the one, I really like this one? And
that I've written myself?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh,
say the one you performed for Westminster Sessions. Is that like your
that most song? That song was written by myself and Iman.
Mm-hmm.
It was mostly Iman's vision and his ideas, and it's lovely because it's nice that I can translate it with him.
Mm-hmm.
That song, I feel like that song is a really groovy, not groovy as a boom, boom, just I feel like it's quite soulful, and I really like that song. It was the first song we made in semester two last year, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was, yeah.
Part of uni work.
Yeah, part of uni work, and yeah, I like that song.
Cool. We talked about your influences. Tell me, what would be like your perfect lineup for a festival or just like an evening with artists you could pick?
Okay, right. So on the stage will be Janelle Monáe. Why? Because she brings this energy, and it's not just her. It's every single band member who's performing is full of energy, enjoying themselves, loving it. So I need to see that. I need to see that live. And see Janelle Monáe.
You need to feel the energy.
I need to feel the energy. It's it's ridiculous. So
You a very energetic person on stage as well?
Well, I'll give you an interesting story. So coming to university without any musical experience, really, one of our first tasks was to perform. We had to perform a song, an old song, and make it new.
Mm.
And that night, I was all over the stage. Dun, 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 dun. I was jumping around. I was like, so I portrayed myself to have a lot of energy on stage, which was like everyone had the expectation of me afterwards. But so on stage, yes, sometimes I do. Sometimes if it needs to be intimate and it needs to be cooled down and a bit chilled, then I switch it up. But yeah, back to my lineup.
Back to your lineup. Yeah.
My lineup. Janelle Monáe first. I want to see a... I think a lot of women will agree. I'm sorry about this. Chris Brown, okay? I'm sorry. Sorry.
Oh, that's interesting.
I have to see him dance. And I just have to experience that. Thirdly, I've seen them already, but I want to see them on a larger scale. Hiatus Coyote. They are I think they're from Australia. Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. But they are amazing. Like amazing, amazing. The genre is future soul, and it's like the lead singer is ridiculous, and all the band members are individual and amazing in their own way. So for that night, I won't name any more, but those three.
You'd be happy with that.
I'd be very happy. I don't see why they put all three of them on in a festival. because they're all quite different, but come on, let's make it happen. You never
know. I mean, in the end, it's you who set up the festival.
Exactly. It's true.
Okay, so last question. What's your favourite ice cream?
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like...
My favourite ice cream. Oh, God.
You must
okay,
have one.
Okay, okay, okay. Everyone I can't it. Choose between strawberry... Okay, I don't want strawberry ice cream. No. Forget that. Just normal vanilla, Cornish vanilla ice cream with some strawberry sauce with a flake dipped in. That, I can't choose between that and rum and raisin ice cream. Oh my God.
Sounds good. Sounds delicious.
I love food.
Well,
I'm just going to put
we
it
all
there.
Do. That's a perfect last sentence. Yeah, I love food. Food. That's and music,
it.
Obviously.
And music. Food and music. Let's do this.
True. That's all you need in life. No?
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
And yeah, you guys, if you want to know more about Ebby and what she does and everything, check out SoundCloud and Facebook and what else is there?
You can find me on www.soundcloud.com/EbbyPamere, spelt EbbyPamere. And from there, you should find everything else. Like my there songs, listen to my songs. Let's do that.
Well, thanks a lot for coming in. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. You're listening to Westminster Sessions on Smoke Radio, and this is a track by Ebby.
Enjoy.
I make up stories inside my head, churning my best time for the reveal. Last year, November, you came on over. We spoke for hours on end. That was when I knew I wanted to pursue you. So let me know if you're down, 'cause I've spent so much time thinking about it. So let me know if you're down, so we can spend the rest of our lives together. Is there any chance you feel the same? I'm trying to get it, baby, don't you understand me? Every conversation, every time we see, I've been trying to hide it from you. So let me know if you're down, 'cause I've spent so much time thinking about it. So let me know if you're down, so we can spend the rest of our lives together.
This is a Smoke Radio podcast.